Tensions continue today between China and Japan. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao said Japan is not ready for a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council until it wins its neighbor's trust and faces up to what he called Japan's history of aggression. This comes after anti-Japanese protests in Beijing over the weekend. With us now from Beijing is NPR's Rob Gifford. And Rob, why does China not want Japan to get a seat on the UN Security Council?
Well, I think it's mainly because, of course, this is all about the past in one way. It is all about this past history of aggression. And as we've seen with these demonstrations, Chinese people feel very, very strongly about the past and that Japan has not been contrite enough about its history of aggression against China. But it's also all about the future as well, I think. I think that China has the only Asian permanent seat on the Security Council, and it doesn't want to see Japan getting that very powerful place. I don't think that China wants to share its position in Asia of strength with Japan. We've never really seen a strong Japan and a strong China at the same time in Asia. That's what we're starting to see now as China rises, and China wants to make sure that it has perhaps the trump card.
And what is the Japanese response?
I think the Japanese are bemused, a little bemused, and also a little angered. The thing is, here in the media, Japanese aggression and the past is played up so much that it's always in the minds of Chinese people. In Japan, this of course is part of the problem, Japan has moved on. It's perhaps moved on a little too fast, the Chinese would say. So the Japanese are not forever thinking about their past. And so Japan has become, in many ways, a modern country. People are thinking about all sorts of things, a variety of things. It's a democracy. They can express their anger in all sorts of different ways. And I think the Japanese are bemused at why the Chinese should linger on this so much, but also I think a little annoyed that the Chinese would go on and on about this when many Japanese feel that their government has apologized sufficiently.
Well, I suppose maybe they might take it more seriously now that there is a threat that they could not get a seat on the Security Council.
I think it's possible that they will take it more seriously, although we have heard voices coming out of Japan in the last couple of days being equally belligerent. The Japanese foreign minister has demanded an apology from China for the damage to the Japanese embassy and ambassador's residence here over last weekend. The Japanese foreign minister, is due in Beijing next weekend. The Japanese trade minister today called China a scary country. That tells you a little bit about how some of the Japanese politicians are thinking. So I'm not sure that Japan is going to just back down and roll over on this one. Of course, there is the issue of trade as well. Trade is very important for both sides. So I think there's an incentive from the economic point of view. They are very, very large trading partners to just try to just pour some oil on the waters here and just calm it all down a little bit.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you, Madeline.